I'm going to read you a poem written by a woman who died in January 2004. Dorothy Molloy was born in County Mayo, and she's published by Faber. And the poem is from her second collection, Gethsemane Day. She's also a painter who's worked in Spain, Barcelona. And the idea of reading this poem came because some really good friend of mine went to County Mayo. He's a photographer, and he went with three other photographers to record something on landscape photography, something that would be really useful to people who were learning to take landscape photographs. So I promised him, or I got the idea that I would read him a poem, or them a poem, about Mayo, which is a county with a relatively long Atlantic coastline. And the poem is called Lifeboat. And it's actually full of a number of words which are not the kind you'd use in normal conversation. So the great thing about this is that it gives you something to chew into and look up in an encyclopedia. And by the time you finish listening to the poem, reading it for yourself, checking into something about the poem, you've actually learned something. So here goes, the poem Lifeboat. I made an arc out of my skull, an upturned hull with no mast, sail or rigging, except the switch of hair that still grew wild as when I was a child around the everlasting fontanelle. I blocked the holes. I brushed the curving bone with bitumen and pitch. Safe from the world, I hid there all alone till suddenly dark stirrings of my mind released the beasts within. The Ono Centaur, oversexed, came rushing in. The Manticora grinding all its teeth. The Bonacon with flaming bum. The fierce Monoceros. The Crocodile. The savage spotted pard. The great baboon, the pandarus, the asp, the flying jackalus, the seps. At loggerheads we drifted towards Armenia atop the rising flood and teetered on the pinnacles of Ararat. For 40 days or weeks or months or years I waited for the waters to subside. The creatures in my cranium increased and multiplied. I said my prayers. I cried. The might of heaven pounded on my roof. At last, the muddy Hedrus, the only serpent on the side of the angels, led me out. And lo, God's gifts lay scattered all about. Rare paracletes with tongues of fire. An Englishman with rope and gamp. A singing bird, an olive branch, a box of nard. A spirit lamp, safe passage to the cedar groves of Lebanon. Safe passage to the cedar groves of Lebanon. I mean, it's some journey. It's some lifeboat. I mean, you'll get your own resonances from it. But it's not a poet I know, not a person I know. But the poem was specially chosen by Maurice Riordan in the collection Best of Irish Poetry in 2007. So there it is. Circle of Confusion, my friends, you landscape people in County Mayo, and to anybody else, I hope you liked it.